Hello?
Hi, good morning. This is Julian Cohen with Bank of Cardiff. Is this Damien?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Damien, we got your web registration. Is now a good time to talk, or do you want me to call you back this afternoon?
What's this regarding?
Looks like you submitted a web registration on a website for some working capital financing.
Okay.
Do you recall?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
I got something in the mail.
Okay, you got the offer that we mailed you?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I can check back with you this afternoon if it's a better time. I think you requested a call back around 2, or if you have a few minutes, I can kind of go over some options with you right now if you have a minute.
I have a minute. Sure, go ahead.
Okay, well, yeah, so what were you looking to do exactly, Damien?
I'm looking at a loan.
Okay. What is it for? Is it for like inventory, or are we going to be using it for like advertising campaign, or
a little bit of everything?
Just kind of general operations.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Have you worked with us in the past?
Not with you, but I've had several others, and I'm currently in one. And you know, all the other ones have been paid off, so I'm pretty strong, even you know, personal credit wise, also.
Okay, cool. So
I'm with On Deck, and I want to see if I can do something to get out of that one, just because I want to, I don't like the daily. I'd rather have something else with the longer term.
Okay,
so
cool.
That's really what I'm looking at trying to do.
Okay. So my goal will be to get you not on a daily payment, maybe like a weekly or monthly or something like that. What kind of terms do you have with On Deck? Do you know off the top of your head?
Yeah, I had a two-year term. I think I'm about 37-38% paid off, I believe. 1 year will be December.
Okay.
My daily is about 315 a day.
315
so
per
about
day.
About $6,000 a month. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Let me see. Okay, so you'd be looking for looking to pay this off and then net some cash on top of that, I'm assuming, or are you just looking to pay this off and get set up on a new program?
No, I'd want a little bit of cash on the top. To
okay,
have
cool.
Some cushion.
Do you have an idea of what you owe them right now?
You know, I'd have to look, and that's on my other phone. I'm actually out of the office right now, but they sent me a. A monthly statement, I think, last month. So,
okay. How much did you borrow originally?
I believe it was 140.
About 140K. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're very familiar with On Deck. We kind of operate in the same network, so I have nothing bad to say about them. Some cool guys over there. Okay. And then how soon were you looking for, you know, to get the funds? Pretty much as soon as possible, or do you have like a timeline?
Well, yeah, kind of, like I said, it's not hurting me or anything. I just think I can get a better deal, better rate. And then, you know, so that's what I'm looking at.
Okay, cool. So something around similar terms, because most of our programs range from 6 months to 18 months, and then we have some programs that go to 2 or 3 years.
Correct.
But yeah, I can kind of see what we can do for you. Let me see. So the cash that we would net you on top, would you just be using that for just general operation?
Correct.
Expenses, sort of? Okay, cool. Correct. Are you looking at any equipment right now or no?
No. Is that it? Thank you. You know, I mean, I do have options. I mean, I got, you know, just, but compared to the payments, I mean, you know, I got a couple of trucks and I'm financing. I mean, I could pay those off, but it just depends. Cause I'm, you know, just, I don't think the daily would ever match $300-$400 a month car payment. So, I mean,
right.
No sense in paying off anything like that because my rates are really good anyways. So.
Yeah, if you have equipment financing deals, you definitely want to, you know, take those all the way to maturity. You don't want to pay those off early because generally equipment finance can be really cheap, relatively, of course, compared to working capital. As you're familiar, it's a little more expensive because it's unsecured.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm just asking just to make sure we have some customers that will take out working capital and then they'll buy equipment with it. We're like, wait, we could have got you cheaper rates if it's for equipment, you know, so.
Yeah, exactly.
So would you mind just telling me a little bit about your business? What do you guys do exactly?
Well, I own a garage door company. We've been in business since 2007. This year, our gross sales were over 500,000, with a net profit of over 100,000.
Awesome.
But that's also my wife's on payroll, so she makes another 80,000.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. So, like I said, I've done these before. I just get out of on deck because there's just so many better offers out there.
Totally. Okay, so you guys did around 500K last year, a little more. Were you guys up over the year before that? Like, are you growing?
Well, as you guys know with businesses, I mean, obviously based on last year's information and what I sent on deck, if they were able to give me 140, and then we were only like 300 and something last year. But the profitability is, you know, good on garage door stuff, so.
Yeah, that's few. Made 100K. That's pretty good. I mean, we have companies that...
Like 107, 108.
Okay.
I think it's like 107 and some change is what my... I have a CPA, so everything is done by accounting, too. It's all in the book, so.
Okay, gotcha. You mentioned something about your personal credit. How would you rate it? Is it good, bad, kind of somewhere in the middle?
770, 7... I'm good.
Awesome. That's awesome. Okay, great. Well, sounds like you're in a good position. It's good that you're kind of looking ahead at this stuff. Some people wait till the last minute till it's frantic, and then they like, I need something immediately, you know what I mean, when their credits has already gone down because they're getting behind in their payments and stuff like that. So
no, I'm not behind on anything. I mean, like I recently signed a over $200,000 contract with a major home warranty company. That's what we do. We do a lot of home warranty work where they send us the work orders. We go out. I'm on like a flat rate fee, so every job we get $108. My guys are doing about, you know, 10 to 15 jobs a day. So, cool. You know, my business, you know, it's about $1,000 profit a day if it keeps, you know, going the way it is. I just made a deposit for like $9,000 and I was just on last week, counting
awesome.
Credit card or anything else. So I think last week was probably close to, you know, probably 13,000, plus. So I'm just, you know, I'm just, I know the terms. I'm looking for longer terms and, you know, my business can afford it. That's not a problem. I've been in business for a while. I don't think I'm going to be going anywhere. And if I do, it's because everyone's going to collapse. It ain't going to be just me. It'd be, you know, slowdown of economy, housing, everything. So the thing is right now is I'm looking at, I want longer terms, lower payments. You know, I don't really like the $300 a day. I mean, it's six grand a month. You know, it's a lot of money. So if I can get longer terms, better payment, you know, better rate, and then pay off on deck, I mean, that'd be like the fourth loan I've done. A lot of them were a lot smaller.
Mm-hmm.
This was probably my largest one, but okay. Anyways, that's what I'm looking to do, period. I'm not hurting. I'm not financially stressed. I'm doing okay. Of course, I'd like more money in the bank, but as of right now, it's, you know, the $300 a month day payments, it's not, I just know I could get better, and that's just what I'm looking
for.
Yeah,
of course.
And I saw you guys' offer, and that was it.
Yeah, so based on the initial feedback, definitely sounds like something that we can help you with. It's a pretty quick process. In fact, I'll email you the application info right now. It's a one-page app. We look at your previous 6 months business bank statements, and then we look at your previous year's tax return, and then we would need the first page of your contract with OnDeck, the page that shows you the rate and the program information, and then I can sort of see what we can do for you. For payoff, go ahead.
Yeah, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you great now. Sorry about that. I had to switch phones.
No worries. I'm sure you're doing a couple multitasking. So for payoff loans, we would have to net you what you owe. So say, for example, if you owe 50 grand, our total loan would have to be for 100 grand. So if you mentioned you originally took out 140K, you said you're about 38% paid off. If we could just make an assumption that you owe, say, 100K, for example, the total loan would have to be for 200K. So I can kind of see what we can do for you with that regard. But I just want to let you know that's kind of how the payoff loans work. Or if you're looking for a second position loan, it doesn't sound like you are, we can typically get you more cash, but it's going to be a little bit more expensive because it's a second position loan. And of course, it's a little bit more risky. So it kind of sounds like a payoff loan will be kind of best for you in this case. Are we on the same page? Okay, awesome. Since you're unfamiliar with you're not sure what you owe exactly with OnDeck, I can figure that out for you. I'm gonna send you an email right now with the application info. Like I said, it's a 1-page credit app, 6 months business bank statements. Do you have your 2015 tax return ready?
No, I don't. I have a
extension.
It should be soon, but I do have a profit and loss from my CPA for 2015. Okay. They had to file an extension. It wasn't on me. It was because they were moving offices or something. So
yeah, no, that's totally cool. I would say about half of the businesses that we help don't have 2015 taxes yet. It's very normal. But yeah, we could use 2014 tax return as long as you have an extension. That's totally fine.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, the 2014 is not going to show hardly, you know, like
okay.
what we did in 2015, but. I don't know if you guys do accept it, you know, a profit and loss from a CPA. I do have that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's 2015.
Yeah, you could include that along with the other stuff. That'll help quite a bit. So yeah, it's a 1-page app, 6 months bank statements, previous year's tax return, and then the existing contract that you have with OnDeck. And then your tax extension. But I'm gonna include all this in the email, Damien, that I'm gonna send you within the next 5 or 10 minutes. Is this something you mentioned? It's something that you're looking to move along pretty quickly. If we can get you approved for a good program, do you want me to follow up with you tomorrow?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna send you the application info. Feel free to get that back to me today. From the time that I get it, usually it's about 24 hours of processing time, and I can have an answer for you the next day usually.
Okay.
Okay, Damien, do you have any other questions or anything for me before we get off the phone?
No, but I'll look for your email.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Damien. Appreciate your time, man. We'll talk soon.
All right, thank you.
Have a great day. My pleasure. Bye-bye.